And while their new system won't reflect cheaper postage rates, it should take some of the headache out of getting the mail out. Australia Post has a couple of computer-based services, but the latest is called EDI Post. In simplest terms, it allows someone to sit at a computer and instead of generating a pile of mail in their office, to have this mail generated in the post office of the town it's going to. Bob Ludlow, the Chief Manager of Mail and Network with Australia Post, says this is where the savings are.
About 40% of our letters each day involve financial transactions. We receive about 15 million letters each day, just to put it into perspective. And that 40%, most of that can easily be converted into electronic data. So instead of us carrying physical letters around the countryside, we can transfer the data and print the letters in the mail centre in the city of destination. Now that quite clearly is the most efficient way to move letters. Take something like a telephone bill, and they're all printed in Melbourne. Instead of transferring the letters by aeroplane and truck to Alice Springs, we can simply print it in Alice Springs and deliver it to you the following morning.
What sort of savings are you looking at when this happens?
Well, it saves us a fair bit in terms of processing and sorting the letters, and there's also the cost of physical delivery. To put it into sort of perspective, you're talking in the order of, you know, fractions of a cent in some cases, but when you multiply that by many millions of letters each day, it enables us to keep our costs down and therefore to hold down prices of letters.
For the business, however, what's it mean to a business?
Well, for a business, there's even bigger savings in about three different ways. One is that we do pass on discounts for pre-sorting, and because we can sort the electronic data very efficiently, we can pass that processing on, that processing saving on, and typically that can be up to about 7 cents in total. There's also the fact that the major mail organisations, and you mentioned people like utility companies, a perfect example, no longer need to operate their own mail room, and of course they no longer have to invest in capital equipment such as enveloping equipment and printing machines.
Where do you see the biggest benefits arising from using an electronic mail service?
Well, EDI Post, as we've called it, is definitely designed for the major mailer. And here you're talking about the banks, the electricity, water, gas, telephone companies, people like insurance companies, health funds, organisations that produce a large number of letters, where the only thing that varies on the letter is the name and address and perhaps the amount. And it's certainly designed for those major mailers. So you're probably talking about only a few hundred potential customers in Australia, but they account for a very large percentage of the letters produced each day.
Postage has come a long way from the postman who picked your mail up and delivered it every day and could even sell you a stamp if you were hard up.
You think about the number of times that people communicate with each other. Probably 4 or 5 years ago, you and I only had one credit card, and today we've probably got four. Each of those generates a bill. We've got things like the medical funds we belong to, insurances, motor car registration, banking. I guess your bank probably generates 4 or 5 items a month. We just tend to communicate a lot more these days.
Big government departments that have a lot of clients, so to speak, like Medicare. Will EDI Post be getting into those areas?
Yes, we're approaching many of those departments. See, what we can do is we can actually store the image of the form and even the logo and signatures under very secure conditions within the laser printing and computer equipment. What that means is that we can print on the plain paper and thereby save printing costs for those organisations. I guess one of the other big advantages is that where a delivery from, say, Melbourne to Perth is currently a two-day service, we'll be able to give a next-day delivery. So it's a much faster service.
Will there come a time when smaller companies that are interested in things like direct marketing, when it will be viable economically for them to use this sort of a system?
Oh, yes. In fact, during the recent election, we did a large number of letters for one of the major political parties. I won't say which one. But yes, it does lend itself for that type of advertising and promotion. And we do actually have another service called Computer Link, which many of our smaller companies use for advertising and direct mailing. They have a PC, a small computer in their own office, and feed that into our electronic gateway. We then transmit that to the city of destination and print it either as a letter or a lettergram.